Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram Maheshwari, CEO, CFO, and Whole Time Director of Sahyadri Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. I'm accompanied by Mr. Hanu Bubna, our Senior Manager, Accounts and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor on this call today. I hope everyone had a chance to view our financial results and investor presentation, which was uploaded on the company's website and stock exchanges. The operating environment in FY25 was marked by subdued demand across key end-user segments, which posed challenges to growth. As a result, our total income for the year declined by 4.6% to 608.8 crores. However, I'm pleased to report that despite these external headwinds, we have deepened our focus on non-asbestos products. The share of our non-asbestos product portfolio grew from 22% in FY24 to 26% in FY25 for overall sales. EBITDA for the year stood at 58 crore, while margins were under pressure due to the pricing dynamics in the domestic market. We were able to partially offset these challenges through prudent inventory management and an improved product mix. In addition, the relative stability in input cost over the year supported our ability to manage expenses effectively. We also made significant improvement to our balance sheet as our debt-to-equity ratio reduced from 0.32 to 0.21. This was achieved through the repayment a portion of our outstanding borrowings and underscores our ongoing commitment to maintaining a conservative and resilient capital structure. During the year, our overall capacity utilization stood at 68%. In April, we experienced normal season demand. However, from May onwards, demand was impacted due to heavy rains across several states starting May 20, caused by cyclonic activity in the urban sea and the onset of early monsoon in Kerala from 23rd May. However, we remain optimistic about recovery in the coming weeks. Now moving on to the financial performance, Q4 FY25 highlights. Total income stood at 152.6 crore, a decline of 1.4% YOY and growth of 15.9% QOQ, quarter to quarter. EBITDA was 13.9 crore, down 6.3% YOY and up 54.3% quarter to quarter. EBITDA margin stood at 9.1% compared to 9.6% YOY and 6.8% quarter to quarter. Profit after tax was 4.3 crore. PAT margin stood at 2.8% compared to 2.8% YOY and 0.6% quarter to quarter. FY25 highlights. Total income was 608.8 crores, a decline of 4.6% YOY. EBITDA stood at 58 crore, a decline of 17.8% YOY. EBITDA margin stood at 9.5% compared to 11.1% in FY24. Profit after tax was 19.5 crore, a decline of 26.2% YOY. PAT margin stood at 3.2% compared to 4.1% in FY24. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the future. Our focus will continue to be on strengthening our core product lines, expanding our presence across domestic and international market, and driving efficiency across our operations. Lastly, I am happy to inform you that the Board of Directors has recommended a final dividend of Rs. 1 per share of face value Rs. 10 for FY25, subject to shareholder approval. With that, I conclude my remarks and would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Nitin from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, a couple of questions. So what is the capacity utilization currently?
68%.
Okay. And consolidated debt on the book, what is the total debt we have?
Our total debt is around 9.2 crores.
9.2 crores, okay.
Good. And plus vehicle, the total is 10.3 crores.
Total 10.3. This includes working capital as well or that is separate?
Long term.
Long term. No, what is the working capital debt that we have?
Working capital was 45 crore as on 31st March. That is there in the balance sheet if you can see it.
Yeah. And how do you see the demand shaping up now, sir?
As I mentioned, April was good. May, because of this, you know, first was the cyclonic impact and second is, you know, the early set of the monsoon. So we have to see how it is going forward.
Mm-hmm. And the capex status, and by when we'll have a steady state in this capex that we have put up?
Capex is the same as we have said earlier. Whatever the two expansion is still, it is going on because land acquisition is not yet completed. So mm-hmm. That's going on. Valgard and as well as Odisha both.
So is there a delay in the capex we are seeing?
Yes, there is a delay because land acquisition is getting delayed.
So when do you see, sir, this is getting completed?
This would be Q4 FY27 and Q4 FY28. Q4 27 would be Palghat and Q4 FY28 would be Odisha.
I got it. Just final one, which is a suggestion, a hygiene suggestion. Slide number 5, where we highlighted our, you know, business performance. And our business is more seasonal, where Q4, which is March quarter, is the strongest, and Q2, which is September, is the weakest, while Q3, which is December quarter, is in between. So it would be more apt to compare Q4 with Q4. We compared it with Q3, and it will be good to give Q4 also in that slide. That will give a better picture. Just a small suggestion, maybe we'd like to improve next time.
So if you see my results are, we have made a comparison with the Q4 versus Q4, if you see our results.
No. That is mandatory, sir. I am not talking about that. I am talking about the presentation.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclic PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, just want to understand the current demand scenario. You mentioned May wasn't good because of rains. So, as compared to last year, April, May, how does the demand scenario look like? And have you taken any price hikes in Q1?
Q1 so far, there is hardly any price increase because, as I said, demand is subdued. And now, you know, again, this cyclonic and this impact of the early monsoon. So it's early to say whether any increase would come or not. But what we are trying to work is how we have to reach to the last year numbers.
Alright, sir. What kind of utilization are our southern units running at currently for the first 2 months?
Southern unit is around between 45% to 60%.
Alright. So, sir, I want to understand about our value-added products. So, what percentage of revenue is in FY25?
Value-added product is... one second, I just give you. Value added is a 14% at present.
Alright, and what kind of margins do we see for value added products versus conventional?
It is 10 to 15% extra than the normal one.
Alright. And sir, I mean, what kind of growth are we seeing in the value added segment and what are our targets for FY25 as a percentage of total revenues and beyond for the coming years?
See, the next year, we are looking around 20% the value-added product.
Alright, in FY26?
Yes.
Alright. So, sir, from your commentary, I mean, it looks like demand has been subdued this year as compared to the same time period last year, the first 2 months. So, I mean, what kind of, I mean, if the monsoon continues to be heavy, I mean, do we not, I mean, foresee reaching the last year numbers as well? And given that Q1 is the strongest quarter, so, I mean, I would like to understand your thoughts about, I mean, how you're planning the current years given the current monsoon scenario.
See, that's what I mentioned in my opening remarks also. Hopefully, because generally, because cyclonic monsoon has a less impact, and once the market opened up, post the cyclonic get slowed down, I think things would be better, but we are hopeful to manage our last year number and something plus.
All right, got it. So last year the southern units were running at about 30% capacity utilization, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, now it is 45% to 60%.
All right, so I mean, we are seeing some green shoots.
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta from Nexus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So firstly, we had earlier mentioned expanding our presence in Maharashtra to support the export markets. Can you share any update on the progress made so far on in that side?
As I mentioned in my one of the questions what one gentleman has asked, because that is getting delayed on account of, you know, the land acquisition. So now it is slated to be commissioned in FY27 Q4. But we are compensating the requirement of export by supplying from our Peru plant, that means southern plant.
Sure, understood, sir. Fair enough. So secondly, with exports now forming large part of our revenue mix now, how do we see this supporting the company's growth strategy going ahead? I mean, will we continue to remain focused on exports?
Yeah. Export would be our focus.
So exports would continue to remain key growth driver for the companies going ahead, is it?
It would be focused.
Sure. So in that sense, so how are you managing the risk of this recent depreciation in rupee against the dollar, especially considering our, we are importing materials like fiber from Pakistan. So just wanted to get a sense of how are you managing the rupee depreciation.
If you see, it went from the peak of 88, 89. Now it is back to, 85, 86. So, accordingly, we have the export also. So, there also we get a, the better, realization. So, it gets partly compensated from the export. And rest with the, optimization of, other, operation activities. We are not getting impacted if it is within that 85. If it goes above 85 and touch again 90, then definitely it would be impacted.
Sure. So there is no outright hedging that we are doing currently, right?
No, we are not doing any hedging because it's a automatic hedging, natural hedging. Because export is there, so it's a automatic hedging.
Offset by exports and right. Fair enough. Understood. So thank you, sir. That's it from my end. Wishing you all the best.
Thanks, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samrat Singh from TPS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just want clarification on the price hike. You had mentioned there was no price hike that we took in this quarter one. Have we taken a price hike in Q4?
Q4, it's a minimal. I would say this time hardly any price increase, I would say. The reason is there may be 1 or 2 rupees that may be in the percentage terms, not more than 1%. Because the reason is the demand itself is very subdued. And we thought that it's better to push the volume than, going for the price increase across the industry. It's not Only we, everybody has done into the same line. So there's no any price increase, you know, material price increase. Minimum figure may be there, but not material.
So in Maharashtra area, you know, our channel checks had suggested there was about a 6 to 8% price hike across the industry. So was that rolled back, or did that not happen?
Actually, I have not seen 5 to 6%. Who told you?
We had just done some channel checks, so maybe it was from the distributor side.
No. There's no price increase.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Thank
you. Boliye, kya haal hai?
Yes, sir. I'm fine, sir.
थोड़ा आवाज जोर से करिए, आपकी आवाज थोड़ी स्लो आ रही
है. जी सर, आई एम फाइन सर. हाउ आर यू डूइंग सर?
गुड गुड गुड.
आप कैसे हैं? ठीक है साहब. सर, फर्स्टली इफ यू लुक द ईयर ऑन ईयर कंपैरिजन, द रेवेन्यू हैज गॉन डाउन बाय 5%. सो द आरएम प्रेशर आई थिंक सो ऑल्सो लुक्स अ बिट रिलीफ. सो फर्स्टली अगर आप रॉ मटेरियल पर अगर आउटलुक देते कि अभी नेक्स्ट ईयर के लिए क्या प्राइस ट्रेंड सेट हुआ है, एंड अब कितना पास ऑन हम अभी जो हमारा इंक्रीज हुआ था 2-3 वर्ष में, वो कितना बाकी मार्केट में हम दे पाएंगे, मार्जिन कैसे सस्टेन करेगी, इफ यू कुड
जस्ट. एज सेड, देयर इज नो एनी कॉस्ट इंक्रीज इन द फाइबर साइड. सो देयर इज इन बिटवीन प्राइस इंक्रीज हैपेंस इन टू सीमेंट, यू नो दैट अगेन ए डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ इंडस्ट्री. बट अभी जून महीने में वापिस यूएस हो रहा है. सो there's no any cost increase as such. As regard the price increase, similarly, you know, as I mentioned earlier, price increase has not happened substantially this time. 1 or 2% would have been there, but not much. And also Q1, because of, you know, demand and as well as, you know, early set of the monsoon. So far there's no any price increase. Going forward, something may happen in June, if the demand increases substantially.
Okay. So, sir, if we take the RM mix, what percentage would be towards cement and fiber would be the major constituent? So, can you provide the split between the same?
More or less, वही है जो पहले है वही है. Because different product में different है. किसी में 50% है, किसी में 20% है, किसी में 30%. Different product में different.
अगर आप हाँ जी, लेकिन अगर हम लोग ओवरऑल में लें तो कॉस्ट ऑफ मटेरियल कंजम्पशन में 341 करोड़ इज व्हाट द पीएनएल शो. सो आउट ऑफ दैट व्हाट वुड बी एट्रिब्यूटेड टू फाइबर एंड हाउ एंड द अदर मेजर.
आई डोंट हैव द एग्जैक्ट फिगर, बट जनरली बिकॉज क्या है कि आप 30-35% एवरेज में ले सकते हो फाइबर, कंसीडरिंग द बोथ द प्रोडक्ट.
ओके सर. And sir, secondly, sir, as you were mentioning that because of the onset of monsoon, that may postpone the buying, because I think so the good monsoons are a good indicator of the spending from the rural side, and that should be a multiplier effect on the product and thereby increasing the demand. So
see, the point is, one side what you say is correct, but generally what I have seen is that whatever the construction in the rural area happened before the monsoon, that is the final, and thereafter, you know, everybody is busy into that harvesting and so practically third quarter mein jaake kuch hota hai, but agar ye monsoon thoda thanda ho gaya, jaise jaldi aaya hai, 5-7 din mein agar ruk gaya, in that case, definitely, I think demand may come up.
Okay. Because then I think so, aapke jo distributors hain, jinke madhyam se hum selling kar rahe hain, unke stock levels aur unki taraf se jo inquiry rahegi,
zyada nahi hai.
Aapko rujhan,
stock level unke paas zyada nahi hai. Abhi because they are cautious because of the early monsoon, so do gaadi bik rahi hai to do gaadi mangwa rahe hain, like that.
Okay, sir. अदर देन दैट सर, मार्केट शेयर में हमारा क्या अभी ईयर ऑन ईयर क्या क्या ट्रेंड चल रहा है? तो आउट ऑफ
द सेम, देयर इज नो एनी, बिकॉज अगर मेरा सेल्स बढ़ा होता तो शेयर बढ़ता, तो सेल्स बढ़ा नहीं है। और बाकी लोगों का भी अगर देखते हैं तो सबका ही मोरलेस उसी लाइन पे है, तो आई थिंक उसी लाइन में है जो पहले थे हम लोग।
करेक्ट सर। और सर सदर्न यूनिट आपने जैसे बताया कि 45-50% यूटिलाइजेशन पे ट्रेंड कर रही, तो करेंट ईयर में भी हम लोग यही परसेंटेज ले रहे हैं कि सदर्न यूनिट से कुछ फर्दर एडिशन की संभावना?
आई थिंक 10-10% एक्स्ट्रा आएगा दोनों में।
ओके, बट सर ओवरऑल में हमारा वेस्टर्न पार्ट में यूटिलाइजेशन लेवल क्या है सर लास्ट ईयर के लिए?
वेस्टर्न पार्ट में तो मोरलेस 90% है।
ओके, एंड सर ईस्टर्न में हमारा प्रेजेंस अभी सिर्फ उड़ीसा में बाद में आएगा, अदर देन दैट सर वहां पर क्या परसेंटेज रहता है?
वही मैंने बताया ना कि हमारा यूटिलाइजेशन 35-45%, 50% के बीच में है, उसी तरह से आपका वही है, बिकॉज वी आर नॉट ए लीडर, वी आर द लास्ट वन देयर।
करेक्ट सर। एंड सर फॉर दिस ईयर हमारी करंट मेच्योरिटीज क्या रहेगी, व्हाट इज रीपेएबल फॉर द करंट ईयर एंड व्हेन इज आवर?
नहीं, हमारे पास टोटल आउटस्टैंडिंग 10 करोड़ है।
10 करोड़ नहीं है
तो 10 करोड़ वैसे तो 3 साल चलेगा अभी वो, बट वी मे पे बैक अर्ली।
और इस साल के लिए सर क्या आउटलाइन करके रखा है हमने कैपेक्स में?
नहीं, आउटलाइन जैसा अभी कुछ है नहीं, बिकॉज जनरली वी डोंट गिव ए स्टेटमेंट ऑन दैट, बट होपफुली इट वुड बी बेटर देन द लास्ट ईयर।
लास्ट ईयर वी स्पेंड 20 करोड़ परचेज ऑफ फिक्स्ड एसेट्स।
यस,
तो दिस ईयर ऑल्सो इट विल बी इन द सेम
नॉर्मल कैपेक्स रहता है ऑलवेज इन द प्लांट।
एंड लास्ट पॉइंट इज सर आवर CWIP क्लोजिंग बैलेंस वॉज 31 करोड़।
यस,
सो ये
ऑलरेडी 28 करोड़।
यस सर,
पालगढ़ प्लांट इज 28 करोड़।
सो वी आर एटलीस्ट मोर देन 1 ईयर डाउन द लाइन टू गेट कैपिटलाइज ऑन द सेम।
करेक्ट।
ओके, सो स्वेटिंग ऑफ एज द एसेट्स एंड देन द कंट्रीब्यूशन इज स्टिल फार अवे, सो दिस मनी इज ऑल्सो स्टिल लाइंग।
करना पड़ता है ना, लैंड का जो एक्विजिशन कर रहे हैं उसमें पैसा तो लगाना ही पड़ता है।
जी सर, अभी हमें जो रुझान मिल रहे हैं ये वित्त वर्ष के लिए सर कोई रोडमैप अभी ऐसा दिखता है कि पिछले वर्ष से ये कैसा जा सकता है कि इट इज टू अर्ली टू कमेंट?
कैन यू मेक अगेन योर क्वेश्चन, इट्स नॉट क्लियर।
माय क्वेश्चन इज टेकिंग इनटू अकाउंट द करंट सेटअप, कैन बी अज्यूम दैट करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर इन टर्म्स ऑफ बिजनेस प्रोबेबिलिटी रेवेन्यू एंड प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी लुक्स बेटर देन वॉट 24-25 वॉज? डू यू थिंक दैट अ बॉटम हैज बीन मेड इन फॉर the industry and have from here we can see more green shoot than falling down on the base which we have ended the year?
I think it would be better than 24-25. I cannot quantify today, but it would be better than 24-25 in terms of the revenue as well as the profitability.
Okay, theek hai sir, dhanyawad sir for sabhi replies and all the best.
Thank you.
The next follow-up question is from the line of Kunit Singh from Counter Cyclic PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I would just like to understand what kind of debt would we be raising for the new capacities that are coming in, as it's mentioned that we'll be raising debt for that.
We are not raising in this year any debt on those expansion, because already I spent good amount and land acquisition is going on. So somewhere in 26 only we will see how my cash flow is. And based on that, we will raise the date. But however, the date is already, sanctioned for the Palghat plant.
All right. And sir, the exchange rate USD was about 83 the same period last year. And currently, it is about 85-86. So, I mean, in Q1, do we see any fall in EBITDA margins on account of this?
No.
All right. And sir, my last question would just be a follow-up from the previous participant. So, I mean, you mentioned that FY26, you expect to be better than FY25 in terms of both top line and bottom line. So, I mean, can you give me the, top reasons why you believe so despite demand being subdued in the current quarters? Because this is the heaviest quarter in the year
One of the reason is my better utilization would happen in the southern plants. That is one of the reason.
Okay. So, that would mean that our penetration in the southern states would increase. So, All right. So, are we capturing some market share in the southern states? Can you throw some...
Yes, we are working on it.
All right. What would be our current market share in those states?
It's very less. Very less. It is single number. Single digit number.
All right. And what are aspirations or realistic targets for FY26? What kind of market share can we attain there?
I think we'll try to come to the near to the double digit number.
All right. Go ahead. So, sir, is it a fair assumption to say that, most of the growth in FY26 would come from the southern plant itself, from South India itself?
Mainly from that, and balance would be from the western side.
All right, sir. Is the demand impacted in South India as well from early onset of monsoons, or is it more in the west?
Because generally southern monsoon come, August, September afterwards. No?
All right, sir. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chignesh from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking the question.
Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, just to understand, if we see last 5 years gross profit margin, in 2021 it was around 50%, and now somewhere we are bottomed out last year at 42%. So, can we assume improvement in gross profit margin going ahead in next 2-3 years?
Unlikely. The reason is that raw material prices, but that increase, it is standing at the same price. There is no any reduction. So, there is no any increase happening now. That is one. And second is, unless until the substantially the price increase happen, I don't see we will reach to that level.
Okay. So, the current margins can be normalized going forward?
Yeah. Slowly, gradually, it will inch towards upside, but as compared to 21 or 22.
Right. So, sir, the another question, like in 2020, our gross block was around 200 crores. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do around 500 crores of revenues.
2020, so 500 crores. It was 300 crores.
Yeah, oh, sorry, 300 crores. Yeah. Yes. 21 it increased. So, yes. Now since our gross block would be, with expansion, would reach around 400 crores. If I'm
once the expansion complete, then?
By FY27.
That is FY27-28, correct.
Okay. So maybe the turn can be similar going forward. So our peak can be around 1200 crores revenues.
Then good.
Right. And sir, last question, like the other expenses that we have incurred last 2-3 years, other expenses and employee cost. So, any plan with the expansion going ahead, the percentage of expenses would remain in steady state manner, or some have been front loaded in
FY25? I think the employee cost generally for the top people will get reduced with the volume. Which is generally, the top is always heavy.
Right.
So definitely, in totality, it may be more or less, there may be the reduction of around 1%. As regards other expenses mainly, sea freight and ocean freight and those things, which will go with your volume of, what export we are making.
Right. Okay, sir. Finally, I'm not aware whether, as per current industrial policies of the state where you are expanding, is there any subsidy component?
No.
Not for us. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tanya Desai from Elevate Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So thank you for the opportunity.
Please speak a little loudly, madam.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Sir, am I audible now?
Loudly, please.
Is this better?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a couple of questions. So my first question is that could you share the total production capacity across each unit of our plants?
I cannot give that, but as I said, it is 68% capacity utilization.
All right. Also, I have observed a noticeable drop in our finance cost compared to the last year. So could you help me understand what's driving this?
Can you come again? What is the finance cost?
Yeah, there has been a decrease in our finance cost compared to the last year.
Yeah, that we have repaid, no?
Yeah, so I might have missed it. Could you just...
Yes, we have repaid. We paid the good amount of term loan. Because okay. Now my term loan dates are only 10 crore other than working capital.
All right, sir. Okay. And my last question was that in the previous quarter's earning con call, you had mentioned that there is a decline in the overall industry size. So now could you please elaborate that has there been any recent developments on the demand front in this particular...
Demand is still subdued and we are hoping that Q1 will give us some better headway, but again this sudden cyclone and early monsoon setting is impacting. However, let's see how, because we still we have 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Let's see how the Q1 happened. If the Q1 give us the better this thing, then definitely it would be better for the year.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have answered all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact SGA team for investor relations advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.